This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here. Always glad to be with God's people. And I was thinking, the scripture says, buy the truth and sell it not. And in our strive, we're not selling anything to the devil. We're not giving him anything. We're pleasing God. And I'm just glad to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about laying down our life for our friends today. Before we get into that, fight to die. Thank God.
Thank God. thank God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 6 before we get into that. Yes. Let's see what that says. Thank God, another opportunity to bring to you what thus saith the Lord. 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? That's all we have to set before you is the word of God. And it's God's commandments, which is the doctrine of God. Let's go to St. John 5:15 and 10. Laying down our lives for our friends. That's what we're here for. And more importantly, we're a friend to God. And if you're not God's friend, if you're not a friend to God, this really don't apply to you at all. It's only to those that are doing his commandments. That's what the scripture says. Let's start at 15, St. John 15 and 10. What does it say?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
How plain is that? Now, if we keep God's commandments, not talking about all of those bylaws back in Genesis, or Exodus rather, that Moses was bringing out. And yet we have them today, but we're not going to list all of those bylaws. Don't run the red light. Right. Don't steal from your neighbor. They're all in the commandments. Yes. You even got laws. Don't spit on the sidewalk. Yes. We're not going to get into all of that. Those are bylaws. Yes. Just like all of the bylaws they had in the years of servitude, which was a schoolmaster. Yes. But the Ten Commandments is the way of God. Yes. And that's the commandments he kept. That was the Father's commandments. Yes. If ye keep my commandments, mm-hmm. you shall abide in my love. What?
Even I has kept.
Even as I have kept
my Father's commandment.
What?
And abide in his love.
So they're the same, because he is the Father without the flesh.
Yes.
It's his commandments.
Yes.
He said, I and my Father are one.
All right.
So the commandments are his. And we understand there are 10 precepts.
Yes.
But because Israel was a natural nation, there were bylaws, yes, and laws of servitude to let you know how to serve God with the things we deal with today. Yes. It's still the same thing today. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in
you. But wait a minute. God spoke to us about keeping the commandments, mm-hmm. that he might join us. He wants our joy to remain.
Yes.
His joy to remain in us.
Yes.
Glad for us.
Yes.
As long as we're keeping the Father's commandments.
Thank God.
Read it again.
Mm-hmm.
These things
have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain
in you. That I might stay glad about you.
All right. Go ahead.
God is not joining us when we don't keep his commandments.
Beautiful.
That my joy,
mm-hmm. might remain in you.
And what?
And that your joy might be full.
All right.
What?
Yes. This is my commandment.
What?
That ye love one another.
Now, wait a minute. So that's the commandment in a short form.
Yes.
Love one another.
All right.
But love is the fulfilling of the law.
Yes.
It's just called love.
Yes.
Keeping God's commandments is called loving one another.
Yes.
Love. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It don't mean that, well, we've done away with the Ten Commandments.
Just love one another. Just love one another without the commandments. It's a carnal love. That's what we fight to die to get out of, the carnal love, but stay in the spiritual love, the love of the Father, which he had and kept and gave to us. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved
you.
So we
want to love one another, just like he loved us. And that's what this thought is all about. How he treated us and how he treated situations. We got to be the same thing.
Beautiful.
Allowing the mind he had to be in us the same way. Other words, what's the point? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And what did he say? By their fruits, you're going to know them. In other words, by your works, we know what kind of love you got. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Greater love hath no man than
no
this.
No greater love. Than this.
Mm-hmm.
That what?
That a man lay down his life for his
friends.
In other
words, whatever life you got when you come in here, if it's not according to God's word, lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts, the way you think things should be.
Yes.
Lay it down.
Yes.
And get the mind Christ had.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Forget about your feelings about the matter.
Right.
Let it be like Christ. That's what we're striving for, right?
Yes.
That's what it means to fight to die. I'm fighting to die out of my feelings, how I think should things should be.
All right, all right.
Well, how should things be, Pastor? Believe on the one that God sent.
Yes.
That's your work.
Yes.
If you believe it, you're going to do it. If you don't believe it, you're not. How plain is that? How simple is that? Read it again. Greater love.
Hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Well, I laid down my life for my friend. I ran in front of a car. What's the next verse say?
Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
Now that's the one God talking about. The friend that's doing what he command.
All right.
Revelations 22. Let's go there.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So, how do you do? I'm just blessed of the Lord.
Yes.
Are you? Because if you're blessed of the Lord, your fruit should bear witness to Revelations 22. And 13 on down. What does it say?
22 and 13.
Thank God.
Yes, Pastor. It says, I am Alpha and Omega.
What?
The beginning and the end, the first and the last.
So God was this way at the beginning of life.
All right.
And he's going to be this way at the end of life.
Thank God.
What?
Blessed are they that do his commandments.
Wait a minute. We got to keep them commandments. That's the way it is in the beginning.
Yes.
That's the way it is in the ending. Because if it's, you don't have to do him now, it means he's changed. Oh, I'm just blessed. You must be a commandment keeper.
Yes.
You couldn't keep them commandments. Why is Revelation saying, blessed are they that do his commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He said, now you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. He only commanded one thing, the Ten Commandments. The Ten Priests said what he commanded.
Yes.
Blessed are they.
Mm-hmm. That do his commandments.
What?
That they may have right to the tree of life.
What?
And may enter in through the gates into
the
city.
Well, wait a minute. You can't enter in through the straight gate not doing them. But when you go into the broad gates, oh, the thing's done away with. God's done away with. That's the broad gate. But when you come through the straight gate, those are the gates that God called for.
All right.
You can't enter in unless you're doing the commandments. In other words, you're not counted as one in the gate, in the city. Read.
Yes. For without are dogs and
sorcerers. There it is. Dogs out there. Sorcerers. What?
And whoremongers.
What?
And murderers.
What?
And idolaters.
What?
And whosoever loveth and maketh.
They love to say, well, Jesus rose on the first day of the week. And that's why we honor, because we say that's a lie. But the churchgoers love that lie. But when you bring the truth, because if the commandments is implemented, it's going to tell you what day to rest.
Yes.
The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Yes.
Not the day you say he rose on, because he didn't rise on the first day of the week.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He rose sometime after the Sabbath, honoring his Father's day,
yes,
as we honor it today.
Right.
What?
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel
Wait
to testify.
Wait a minute. There we are.
All right.
Every angel that God sent is going to testify this.
Yes.
Where?
Unto you these things in the churches.
Wait a minute, not church. Churches. Those that are called by his name. That's what the angel is supposed to testify about.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the blessed one. They that do his commandments.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful?
To testify these things, what?
In the churches.
What?
I am the root and the offspring of
David. So he's the beginning of David?
Yes.
The ending of the offspring. He's the beginning First and last. Let's go back to St. John 15. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 15. 15 and 13. Read it again.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes.
In other words, we are the friend of God when we're striving to lay down that life.
Beautiful.
When you're striving, you're there. Isn't that beautiful? Go to Genesis.
Beautiful.
Genesis 18 and 17. This is not just for those that's seeing this on, what is it? The net or Pandora. This is for us dwelling here.
All right.
That we might evolve into the image. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Get the image, the complete image.
Yes.
Oh boy, that's our goal.
Yes.
That should be everyone's goal in any church of God.
Yes.
And the angels should be testifying and keep these things stirred up in our mind. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 18, 17, what does it say?
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do?
Wait a minute, everybody knew that Abraham was the Lord's friend.
Yes.
He said, ye are my friends. And let's think about it. Even though we're friends of God, there's always a friend closer than a brother.
Right.
One closer.
Yes.
The anointed should be closer friend you got.
All right.
And yet, even with that, there's certain ones that just have a rapport that God has a more rapport with.
Yes.
There's certain ones you have more of a rapport with. So do I.
Yes.
Let's not get jealous about it.
Right.
We're all God's friends.
Yes.
We're all friends one to another.
All right, all right.
But that's just common sense. You have something more in common with some than others.
Yes.
Common sense. Isn't that common sense?
Yes, it is.
The Lord got on the ship with the fishermen because he was a fisherman. He was teaching them how to fish for men.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
But yet he gave them what they wanted. Fish. Put it on the side. You'll bring in a draught you can't even bring in. But when the Lord left here, what if Peter said, I go a fishing? I don't think Matthew went, but a few of them said, I go with you. But everybody wasn't fishermen. Everybody wasn't into tax collecting either.
Right?
Everybody didn't seem to be a carpenter. These were fishermen. They weren't carpenters, but the Lord was a carpenter.
Yes.
So there's just differences.
Yes.
Just not get a spirit. Why is so is always with that one?
Beautiful.
Some people have more things in common than others. Don't get jealous about it. We all come up in family. That's what family's all about.
Yes.
Parents that are just, they may have more favor towards one than the other, but so what?
Yes.
They love us all, right?
Yes.
That's just good reason and thinking. You should train your mind and think that way. I know they love me. They didn't put you out unless you did something wrong. Everybody at the table eating grits, you out in the backyard eating your grits. You must have done something wrong. Okay. Genesis, read, 17.
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
Wait a minute, God don't hide from his anointed. He don't hide things from his people, but you get it through the anointed.
Yes.
Let him know this, let him know that.
Yes.
What?
Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. And
what do you mean? He wasn't great and mighty then, but he was striving.
Yes.
And he knew what he was going to be.
Yes.
I'm going to share this with you, Abraham, because of your strive.
Yes.
Now see what you're going to be.
Yes.
What?
And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
In other words, you're going to be... Everybody will be blessed in you with your spirit, with your seed. God saw that, but he shared with him what he had. That was his friend.
Yes.
What?
For I know him that he will command his children.
Wait a minute, that's the other word. He was a commandment keeper.
Yes.
Not only that was the commandment keeper, he commanded his children.
Mm-hmm.
You do so and so. Commanded them, not ask them. He commanded them. It's like the Lord commanded us. He didn't ask us, he commanded us. God commanded his people. Everybody that's serving God should know that. That's not a request. It's a command.
Yes.
And he said, I know Abraham is going to command his children what?
Mm-hmm. And his household after
and
him.
And the household. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You're in my household, but you smoke outside. Don't drop butts in my driveway on my property. Get outside and do it.
Right.
Who's got the strength to do that?
Right.
Who's got the strength to do that?
Yes.
Who's got the strength to do that? Don't be reading when I'm going forth.
That's right.
Listen to what I'm telling you. That's the problem here. Lay down that life and pay attention. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Oh, Brother Boyd, he's like, no, I'm not angry. I'm trying to get your attention. And when you place it where quit having questions, do what you're told. That's the problem. Don't want to obey. Want to do what you want to do all the time. Just obey. There's a reason for everything. Yes. That beautiful?
Yes.
Somebody might say, I don't want to go over there. No, you don't, because you don't want God to direct you. That's all right with me. They that are the sons are led by the Spirit. Yes. That beautiful? Let God lead you. Yes. Don't get offended and quit all the cut of a fight and God trying to do something for you.
Yes.
That's the problem. Don't want to yield. Always got words. If you got words now, what about when the instruction you leave here? You ain't doing nothing. We're here to make it and to follow God. There's nothing that's asked unreasonable. Isn't that beautiful? I know he's going to command his children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. What?
And they shall keep the way of the
this
Lord.
This is God's way.
Yes.
Honor.
Yes.
That's his way.
Yes.
They hard to honor one another. You can honor a child.
Yes.
Well, in the days of the kings, if that king was 10 years old, you had to honor him.
Yes.
If you didn't, you might have lost your head. Even the queen, she got a little sassy. The council told the king, what are we going to do with Vashti? The rest of them will follow her example. Get rid of her. Give me Queen Esther. Let's get somebody else. You can be replaced very quickly.
Yes.
So that's what we come here for.
Yes.
To be guided.
Yes.
And to obey.
Yes.
Nobody is being an ogre over anybody. But sometimes God gets sick of all his foolishness. What would you sign up for? That's the vow you made.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
They shall keep the way of the Lord. What?
To do justice and judgment.
Wait a minute. Judgment.
Yes.
How can you do judgment if you're not taught judgment? That's what this is about.
Yes.
Judging how you're supposed to lay down your life. Not the way you feel here.
Yes.
It's about what God is asking us to do.
Yes.
God is training us for a higher calling.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Read.
Yes.
Judgment.
That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to Philippians 2 and 5.
Yes.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should be stirred.
Yes.
I'm stirred.
All
thank
right,
God.
All right. Yes.
Nobody said, whoa, they're just saying that because he just trying to stir up some. Yeah, trying to stir up some pure minds. All that old negative mess going in one's mind. Oh, they just doing that because of this and that. No, they're doing it because God is trying to tell us something. Isn't that
beautiful?
We should act a certain way. When you come here, don't act like you're supposed to act. Supposed to act like you're supposed to act godly all the time. Whether you're here or just with your friend, your buddy, your companion. Act right. Bring that old body into subjection. That's what the scripture says. Always but just body to run out when you get ready to do. Act like you want to act. Need to move. I'm going on. He ain't going nowhere. Ain't seen a new man. Where's that new man? Can't find him. Who got the new man? Sing the song, bro. Fight to die. Let's see that new man. Let's see him. That beautiful?
Yes.
Philippians mm-hmm. 2 and 5. What does it say?
Let we know
what
that says. Let this mind be in you, which was also
allow
in
it to be in you.
Christ
that's
Jesus.
Something we got power to do. Let it be in you.
Yes.
Fight to get it.
Yes.
We're not here to accommodate flesh. We don't want to accommodate our children doing wrongdoing. Help them be that way. Stop it.
Yes.
That's on us. They don't treat you right, and you just keep feeding them to not treat you right. Say, I love you, but you need to do what's right. If you don't, get out of here. And sometimes they can't ask you for help because they're so upset because you told them the truth. That's what happened to the Lord. They smote because he told you, if I spoke wrong, why'd you smite me? I told you the truth. Don't speak to the high priest that way, but I told the truth.
That's right.
I spoke openly. I hear nothing. You're going to smite me because I told the truth? But sometimes we aid and abet our children and our loved ones because of what we're afraid they're going to take away. Not what God's going to take away. Not what you're not going to gain. And let them just run over God amok. That ain't what God had us for. Take your stand. They come and he didn't say allow them to use you. When he said if they use you, you still love them, but that's when you're not realizing it. But somebody, it's like somebody come and say, well, I need some money. And you know what they're going to do with it.
Right.
But yet, they owe you money. They trashed your house. And you give it to them. And they go out and they're going, all they're doing is aiding them to come back and trash you more. But he said, wait a minute, I would be glad to do it, but why don't you take care of your business first? What about the money you owe me? I ain't got no money. Well, why are you 400 pounds? You had money, you must be eating something, you must have bought it. How'd you get this, how'd you get that? But wait a minute, I had to sacrifice a diaper you, do everything for you. They never come around and said, can I do something for you? Do you need me? You don't teach them how to love one another or love people and be just about it. You teach them to be crooked. You help them be crooked by aiding them when they're wrong. We don't want to be like that. That's not commanding your children. I said, no. So and so and so, you don't support. You don't do this. Don't do that. I'm done. Then they're gone. You told them the truth. But sometimes we can't take that. We want them there. The baby gonna suffer. No, the baby ain't gonna suffer. The baby don't know nothing. If they don't teach the baby right, they gonna grow up being just like them. But how could they teach them right when you don't teach them right? The cycle continues. They grew up not respecting and honoring like they should because you don't take a stand. You can't predict and you can't protect nothing. God said, I make your enemy your footstool. Anytime your loved one try to keep someone from you, when God get ready, he'll make them come to you over them. When God get ready, when you do your part. All Job did for his children, in case they sin, it didn't save them. But in the end, he gave them back everything because it wasn't Job that had to go, it was the children. They had to leave because they weren't right, evidently. And gave him something better, more. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You can't protect nobody. What you protect can take you to hell. Philippians 2 and 3, what? 4, 2 and 4.
Yes. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of
That's
others.
That's what the Father's like. That's the Spirit of God wrote this. Don't just look at Paul or whoever wrote it. That's the Spirit of God is telling us. Let the mind of Christ be in you. That's the mind of God. That's the mind of the Lord. Let the same mind be in you.
Yes.
Not looking on things of your own, but things of others. That's what the Lord did.
Yes.
He looked on the things of his Father.
Yes.
Acts 1. Let's go there.
Beautiful, beautiful, Pastor.
He didn't come here. After they crucified him, he didn't come back trying to, look what they did to me. He showed Thomas. Mm-hmm. Thomas said, I ain't going to believe this. I see the prince. That wasn't the right mindset. But his love, because he knew he had to learn. He still loved him. He said, now, Thomas, put your hands and your finger in my hand, the nail prints. Because of his love.
Yes.
He didn't come back and said, I want all the apostles to come in. Thomas, you stay back. I ain't showing you nothing. He didn't act like that. He had love.
Yes.
You can tell somebody the truth and yet love them. But this is what he talks about.
Yes.
Acts 1 mm-hmm. and 1.
Yes. The former treatise have I made, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
In his beginning of his ministry, the things he began to do and teach. What?
Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had
gave
chosen.
Them commandments. The commandments his Father gave to him.
Yes.
This is after he rose. He didn't come back talking about, they didn't hurt me. Mm-hmm. It hurt, but I got something for them. But what did he say?
Yes. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs.
What?
Being seen of him 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom
40 days,
of God.
That's all he talked about. Things pertaining to the kingdom.
All right, beautiful.
That's the way we're supposed to be.
Yes.
Not trying to speak about things our brother and sister are doing, but think about the things that pertain to the kingdom.
Beautiful.
Loving and forgiving, telling one another the truth.
All right.
You tell somebody the truth, and because they saw, oh, they stormed out, they evil. Don't go there. Right. Say, but they stormed away. It's not our job to be judging. It's the one that's given job to judge, not yours.
Yes.
That's how you stay out of trouble.
Yes.
I think they evil. I don't think they're going to make it. I think this, I think that. Look what they did. It ain't your job to judge. You can say what happened.
Yes.
But don't bring the judgment. That ain't love. Yes. Lay down that old life of judgment.
Yes.
When it ain't given to you to judge. Just bring the case. If you can't have it, bring it and say, this is what happened. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Jesus don't talk about the things of the kingdom. He wouldn't talk about what they did to him.
Yes.
He meant what he said. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes.
Now, suppose he come back to, yeah, that one. Where's that one that, that nasty one said, save yourself? Then he wouldn't have really been forgiving them, would he? But he was talking about the things pertaining to the kingdom. That's more important matters than talk about what was done to him. Because he accomplished what he needed to accomplish. He was supposed to die. And he did that. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
St. John 13 and 21. Let's go there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's just reinforcing our mind to the mindset of where we got to go.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? We have to die out of how we feel about things.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
If God is telling you, don't talk to this woman, don't get somebody else, tell them to bring the kids to me. That ain't what you do.
No.
That's still seeing the person, right?
Yes.
Don't talk to them. Don't have no contact with them. And you go tell somebody else, hey, listen, when the kids come, tell them to bring them to me. That's seeing the woman again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you follow instructions. You stay out of trouble.
Yes.
How simple is that? St. John 13, 34, what does it say?
34, yes, Pastor.
Again, a new.
Yes, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you.
As he loved the other ones, got to take on the same demeanor.
Yes.
As he loved us.
Yes, Pastor.
He didn't tear people down. And he was a judge. And when it was time, he judged. But he didn't have the rest of his followers judging each other. Read.
Yes. That ye also love one another.
That ye all love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Read St. John 13, 21.
Yes. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me.
Ready to leave here. He said, now, when are you going to betray me? But he didn't tell him who it was. He knew all the time who it was. He didn't tell him that. He didn't want to give them a spirit against the one that was going to betray him because he might not have done his job. Let him play it out. He didn't tell him. What?
Yes. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake.
Who's he talking about? You know why they doubted? Because they didn't know either one would do that. They didn't know each other like that. Jesus did. He didn't tell them. Now, we got one here that's going to betray. Y'all know who it is. If he had told me who it was, he probably never got a chance to do what he did. He had to die, and somebody had to do it. It was in him to do that. Read.
Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
And the world said, well, that was John, the beloved. He wasn't John. John was one of the sons of thunder. You see somebody rough like that and lean on somebody's breast?
No. No, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
But that's what the world say. Don't know the difference. But he was leaning on his breast. Now, wait a minute. Peter was the leader. Peter wasn't nowhere nearby.
No, he wasn't.
I want to sit close. The one that's close, that's going to be the leader. That's the one. That's the one. Peter was a little ways back. He had to beckon to him. Ask him who it is, Lazarus. He wasn't nowhere nearby. But we get a spirit. Why can't sit over there? Why got to sit over here? Read.
Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake.
Now, wait a minute. Ask him. You know why? Because even though he loved Lazarus, and that's who the beloved disciple was, he loved them all.
Yes.
They all were his friends,
yes.
But he was closer. They had a little bit more in common, whatever that was.
Beautiful.
Maybe Lazarus was a carpenter too. I don't know. Maybe Lazarus one brought his wood to him. We don't know that. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't.
He loved them all, and they knew that.
Beautiful.
Ask him who it is. Look what he told his friend. He didn't tell the rest, but he told his real close friend that. What did he say?
He then lying on Jesus' breast saith unto him, Lord, who is it?
Who is it? What did he say?
Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it.
It's the one he gave the sop to. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that. He kept it to himself because nobody knew anything.
Right.
Even though he beckoned to say who it is, he didn't tell him. Because that was his friend. Friends keep secrets.
Yes.
And I don't think after he said, I could have told you, but I didn't. That's just between me. You didn't do that.
No, right.
because he was truly a friend.
Yes.
And the Lord told him, wait, keep it to yourself. It's the one I get the sop. But he knew. What did it say?
Yes. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon.
What?
And after the sop, Satan entered into him.
Now, wait a minute. Judas was striving too. But he whom let will let.
Yes.
At times he allowed that spirit to work on him.
Yes.
Where he couldn't have power, he couldn't stop it.
Yes.
If it's already in you, why would it enter?
Right.
And more importantly, when he entered, he had something to work with.
Yes.
Yes. Many times things there to work with, but we want to make sure they don't work by every opportunity, making sure they're mortified.
Yes.
So when he come, he won't find nothing to work with.
Yes.
Sometimes we keep little things. And ain't really working on it. Ain't got no intentions. You're right, but you ain't working on it. When the devil get ready, boom, it's there to use. That's why the Lord said, the prince of this world come and find nothing in me.
Yes.
He found something though. He entered into him. What?
Yes. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do
said unto
me.
Them?
Yes.
It don't say them.
Then said Jesus unto him,
what?
That thou doest, do quickly.
Do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the love he showed him.
Yes.
He wasn't angry with him. You know, why do you think he wasn't angry with him?
Because he knew it was the Lord, God's will.
He knew he had to die.
Yes.
He knew this is what I got to go through.
Yes.
He wasn't trying to stop it. Many times we know we have to die. We know we have to be long-suffering, but we won't give in to it. No, you want to come back and act ugly.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.